Today, I'm speaking with Christy Rothy. She is the Missoula FFA advisor in Montana. Christy, tell us how long you've been involved in FFA and why you decided to become an ag teacher and FFA advisor.
All right. Well, I've been involved in FFA since I was in high school. So I went through all 4 years in FFA, and then I went on to receive my American degree, and then I got a degree from UW-River Falls in agriculture education, and then I taught in Wisconsin for a few years, and then I got an opportunity to start a new ag program out here in Montana. So that's when I made the jump out here to Montana, and I've been loving it ever since.
So what do you find is most rewarding as an ag teacher and FFA advisor?
I really enjoy just seeing the students succeed and really pushing my students to do the absolute best that they can. And sometimes to get them to even do things that they didn't think that they were able to do. So I just really like seeing the success of my students.
Well, last year you were named an outstanding young member of the National Association of Agricultural Educators. You also were one of 6 people from across the nation who received the NAAE Ideas Unlimited Award. What did this recognition mean to you?
It meant a lot to be recognized by my peers for all that I have accomplished. And the Ideas Unlimited Award, I really enjoyed earning that because I was able to showcase some of the things that I do in my program and then share it with other teachers so that other teachers are able to use my ideas in their classroom.
Share a little about your presentation at last year's NAAE convention.
Okay. So what I displayed was my use of the dermicid beetles in my program. And what dermicid beetles are those flesh-eating beetles that taxidermists use to remove the flesh off of skulls and different things like that. So I just showed how I use that and incorporated that into my curriculum through aging deer by looking at the jawbones or scoring racks by looking at the antlers. And then I talked about reassembling different skeletons and being able to use that into a vet science program. So there's just a lot of different uses for a dermicid beetle colony and an egg program and a science program.
So what are some other things that you incorporate in your classroom that are maybe different from other ag educators?
I currently work at the Missoula Agriculture Center, which is a 100-acre school, farm, and ranch. So we have a lot of opportunities out here that other programs may not be able to offer their students. So we produce about 25,000 pounds of pork every year, and so we're the leading pork producer in all of Missoula County. And we are actually right now farrowing all of our hogs, so we have about 65 little baby piglets running around here right now. We also have sheep and goats and cattle and a number of other animals here also. And it's a really neat opportunity for our students because they do everything from estrus syncing our animals to AI breeding them, helping us deliver them, and then helping process those animals later on in our meat science unit. So it's just really a lot of different opportunities for students here at the Ag Center.
Well, from your time as a member to now as an advisor, how have you seen the FFA organization evolve?
Well, I've only been teaching for about 5 years, so I haven't been teaching that long. But what I've seen is a big shift from the production agriculture to more of the small animals, veterinary science, landscaping, and different things like that. More of the urban agriculture is really starting to pick up.
Why do you think FFA is an important and relevant organization for students?
I think it teaches students lifelong skills. So it's not just learning different things. It's learning how to apply different math skills, different English skills, and to be able to use those skills in their professional careers or when they go on into college.
Well, thank you for your time, Christy.
All right. Thank you very much.
That was Christy Rothy, the Missoula FFA advisor in Montana. I'm Shanika Otterby on FFA Today.